Located near Termini Station, Palazzo Massimo is one of the four sites of National Roman Museum, together with the thermal complex of Termini di Greziano. The building was built between 1883 and 1886 by the architect Camillo Pistrucci. It was at the beginning of a property of Massimo family, and then it became a Jesuits convent until 1960. The museum was inaugurated in 1995 and it was completed, adding more Roman works in 1998. The museum is set on four floors, which host a great number of works of the Roman age, like statues, mosaics, frescoes, and domuses reconstructions. The main ones are the boxer, the Hellenistic prince Augustus, and the discus thrower. This bronze statue was made around the 4th century BC. It is an Hellenistic work found in Rome in 1885 with the Hellenistic prince. It is about 128 centimeters high and it shows the athlete resting on a rock after a match. The boxer wears two ancient boxing gloves called chesti, in Latino cestus, made in leather, which protected his hand. Details to notice are the injuries around the eyes, nose, forehead, and cheeks, made in copper that gives them the red color of blood. His face suggests us about the boxer's age, and the scars underline his long experience as a fighter, which is now going to end. Hellenistic prince. The statue was found together with the resting boxer near the Quirinale Hill in 1885. Although they were found together, they belonged to two different ages. The prince, in fact, was made in the first half of the 2nd century BC. It represents a naked young man in an heroic pose, and it stands on a spear that gives it stability and balance. The light beard veil on his chin shows the prince's young age. The title prince is given by the presence of a little groove on his hair, which probably held, now lost, crown. Augustus of Via Labicana. This is one of the two Augustus statues which remain from the imperial age. The other one, Augustus of Prima Porta, is now inside Vatican Museums. The statue represents the Emperor Augustus in charge of Pontifex Maximus, the most important religious office, the first among all Roman priests. The princeps wears a long toga, which is used also as a hood, framing his face marked by wrinkles. In fact, Augustus was already in advanced age, and in this specific moment he was going to prepare a ritual for the gods. It is supposed his missing hand was holding a ritual plate used to spread wine during the sacrifice. Discus thrower. The statue of the discus thrower at Palazzo Massimo is a marble copy of the bronze original statue made by Mirone in the 5th century BC. The athlete is a youth. His body is dynamic and it allows him to throw his lead disc. What gives balance to the statue is the log next to the leg. It is important to pay attention to the expression of the athlete who, although the great effort, remains impassible, like it is a normal movement. Nymphaeum of Livia's Villa of Prima Porta. This amazing fresco was taken from Livia's Villa at Prima Porta. The work belonged to the Hypogeum Nymphaeum of the mansion and it was used as a triclinium, a room used to have lunch or dinner during the hot summer. The painting was commissioned to the one of the most famous artists in Rome by Livia, Augustus' wife, to recreate a typical garden atmosphere. The fresco is characterized by the presence of 23 several fruit trees species that cannot coexist because they grow in different periods of the year. So, it is not a real garden, but an imaginary one, in Latin paradisos. As well as the huge variety of plants, there are about 70 types of birds, too. The mummy of Grotta Rossa. This mummy of the 2nd century BC is the body of a Roman child who was about 8 years old. It was found wrapped in precious linen brands, which were part of the mummification. However, during the process, brain and internal organs were not removed, in contrary of the classical Egyptian ritual. It is supposed that the causes of her death were consumption or an advanced stage of a lung disease. In the same room, there is an entire funeral equipment composed by jewels, a golden necklace, two golden earrings, and a little ivory doll. Near the mummy, there is the sarcophagus graven in marble, on which there is a hand scene representing Aeneas and Didone.